Felix looked at the man who had asked the question, disliking him at once. He was somehow too snide and too cynical and too, my God, envious? This is 20, Felix snapped without thinking, shouldering past the man and continuing his way down the passage. It was very quiet behind him. He walked several steps, then considered stopping. He wasn't at all certain about where everything was, and then she was there by his side.
Here,
she said, pointing to a cutoff he recognized as the lab hallway. He looked sideways at her as they entered the alcove holding their suits. She didn't speak, but she didn't seem at all displeased. He glanced at his suit, a sudden revulsion surging at the thought of putting it back on, and then just the thought of wearing it seemed enough. He leaned against the wall and lit the other cigarette he had brought from the squad bay.
That was pretty good, she said suddenly.
He looked at her. She was nodding with satisfaction.
Gero Brunt is an ass.
He half smiled, waiting patiently.
I don't blame you a bit for saying that to him, she continued. Of course he'll just go look you up now. He can do it too. He's got the pull to check most records. And you'll hear from him again, loudly, no doubt, and in public, no doubt. He hates looking like a fool.
Felix got it. You mean that last guy?
Right, Brunt. I love that look on his face when you told him 20 drops.
She laughed lightly to herself.
The rest, too. They didn't believe it either. But what could they say? What if it was true?
She laughed again, smiling at him.
I don't blame you a bit, really. Must get awfully tired of hearing that same question. Bet you've heard it a lot, huh?
He shrugged. Never so much as today.
Really?
She asked. She looked thoughtful.
Maybe it makes sense. These guys would be awfully curious about combat, since none of them ever should have seen any, or mostly none.
She looked at him suddenly, grinning.
How many drops have you really had?
20, he replied absently. But what are they doing here if they... He stopped when he saw her face. Her voice was very deliberate.
Do you mean to say that you really have dropped 20 times? On Banshee?
He nodded. Counting this one.
That's impossible.
He sighed, dropped his cigarette on the floor. Okay.
No, I mean it. That can't be.
Why?
Because it just can't be. How long have you been here?
6 months.
6 months?
About that. She stared at him, then looked away, staring still.
Gero Brunt's going to drop dead when he reads that.
She looked back at him, a wan smile trying bravely to rise.
He's going to wish he'd never even seen you, or even come here, for that matter.
Colonel.
Call me Canada,
she said quickly. He glanced at her, couldn't read what he saw. Okay, Canada. Tell me, you said this guy Brunt and most of the others would never see combat. You mean if they hadn't come here?
That's right.
Then what are they doing here? She shrugged.
They're here to see combat.
I don't get it. If they don't have to fight, why would they want to?
They don't. Most of them don't. They just want to, see it. From the bunker.
Oh.